This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:07 and this is the evening edition with Sharmila and Lynn. So a global survey done by Ipsos studied loneliness, essentially, globally, specifically how much loneliness has increased or decreased among various countries since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. Overall, not a huge surprise. I think a lot more people have said that they are feeling more lonely. And this is showing up particularly in countries with more single-person households.
Yeah, so this is a 28 market survey, or I assume 28 country survey, that was done by Ipsos. It was conducted among over 23,000 adults, and between the 23rd of December 2020 till the 8th of January this year. And that's a very interesting period to conduct it in, actually, because that's right around the time of Christmas and New Year. And I think when the ideas of either togetherness or loneliness are at an all-time high. So that's pretty interesting. As you said, it's not a surprise. More people were said to be more lonely. More people had their mental health negatively impacted. 40% of them saying that it was negative. While 22% on the bright side did say that they found their mental health positively impacted. And this is a nice one. A higher percentage of countries found their local communities to be supportive on average, which is lovely.
So that's an interesting, I think, jumpstart to looking at Malaysia in particular. Now, it does have to be said that because of the number of different countries that they surveyed, they wouldn't actually have spoken to a huge number of Malaysians. So this is probably not indicative of everyone. However, what they did find was that 39% of Malaysians actually said they were less lonely during the pandemic compared to 35% who said that they were more lonely. Perhaps not surprisingly, then 36% of Malaysians actually said that their mental health was positively impacted, which is slightly higher than people who said that they had a negative impact on their mental health. But all of this does seem to come back to that idea of community, because 43% of Malaysians surveyed found that their local community was more supportive during this time. So I think that does go back to that idea of single person households, because that's where the biggest disconnect seems to be in terms of people who did say that they felt, or rather nations where more people said they felt lonely were also nations where more people lived in single person households.
So that's interesting, right? I want to offer maybe a little bit of nuance here, because I think that it's perfectly possible for you to live with your family or to live in a household with, I don't know, six other people and still feel incredibly lonely. And I think that that comes down to the emotion that is loneliness, which is a tricky thing to identify. I think for many people, it creeps up on you. Mm. It's not necessarily something that you recognize in the same way as I am sad, I am angry, I am happy. I think those things tend to come. I know this sounds a little bit perhaps almost silly to say, but I think that those kinds of emotions are easier to identify. They are more singular in nature. You can, you can get there. But with something like loneliness, I think, I don't know if you've ever experienced living away from people that you know, or even traveling for a prolonged period of time. I think there's always that moment where you think, when was the last time I actually spoke meaningfully to someone? Or what is this thing that I'm feeling? And I think that's when you recognize loneliness. And so I don't know how much mind to pay this idea of whether or not you are a single household. I'm sure that if you live alone, it's more likely. But just because that's not the case doesn't mean that you are not lonely.
Oh, absolutely. And I think anecdotally speaking, I've spoken to so many friends over the last 1 year who have actually said, even though they live with family or even though they live with partners, the last year has made them feel more lonely because of the fact that those are the only people they're around now. In a weird way, your world becomes much smaller, and the sometimes respite that you get from your family, your partner, your children, from your friends, from your co-workers has lessened by so much for so many people, right? And then, of course, on the other hand, as someone personally for me, because I live on my own and throughout a lot of the MCO, I couldn't go and see my family who live in the same city but lived in a different city, lived in a different district. And that's something I think is a much more immediate reality for many people. You can't access your friends, you can't access your family. So in that sense, I think there are some ways in which this idea of loneliness can be very obvious. And then in other ways, I think this idea of loneliness can be something that is a lot more subtle, something that perhaps you don't even realize you've felt, but somehow it leaves you feeling drained.
Yes, and you might not recognize the toll that it takes on your mental health overall, which is why we thought it would be important to talk about this today.
So let us know, have you found yourself, I don't know, feeling more lonely during this pandemic?
Or not?
Has it actually been better for you? What were your support systems? What were some of the ways that you coped with this feeling? You can call us, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be speaking more about this to clinical psychologist Chua Suk Ning.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:13 and this is the evening edition with Sharmila and Lynn. We're talking about largely the idea of loneliness, and this is coming on the wake of a survey by Ipsos that did a global survey to just look at how different people have been feeling or not feeling lonely in terms of this pandemic, and essentially how different nations have manifested or worked through feelings of what it's like to feel alone during this time. Let us know, have you been feeling more lonely during the pandemic, or has it conversely been perhaps a little easier for you to be with people? You can call us, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We'd also like to hear the ways in which you cope with those times when you may be feeling lonely. We are now crossing over to discuss this a little bit more with clinical psychologist Chua Suk Ning. Suk Ning, welcome to the show.
Hello, thanks for having me.
So what do you make of the findings of the survey?
Fascinating, isn't it? So the best I can understand is when you ask people the question, have you been less or more lonely? If everyone's at home, then you would say, well, less lonely. It doesn't mean you are less stressed or you're feeling less anxious.
So with that, right, and if we were to hone in a little bit and look mm-hmm. at Malaysia, the survey shows that from our very small sample size, Malaysians have been feeling less lonely in the second half of 2020. What do you think is going on here? What contributed to this difference?
I do think that one of the things is that if everyone is... Sorry, the reception's coming back. But if everyone is at home, and in a single in a single location, then yes, you would say that you would feel less lonely.
Mm. What about this identifying of what loneliness even is? Because I think that can be a bit of a challenge to many people. What would you say are some indicators that someone might in fact be feeling lonely?
Yeah, so are there people around me? And the second one, though, if they ask people, how supported do you feel? So that might get a different question, too. So the social support, or how stressed do you feel? How connected do you feel with others? And it is interesting that the study or the survey did show that people feel that there is more of a community spirit. And I guess it does indicate that everyone is in this very difficult situation together.
On that note about community, right, where do you think the sense of belonging, or how can this be achieved in a community when we have mostly been physically distancing, right? I find that concept really interesting, this idea that people still feel that sense of community support.
Well, I can't speak for others. For myself, my community is, as you said, it's primarily virtual. And I think some people do better with that type of connection than others. I do have friends who really need the physical connection, and they need the physical presence to feel like they are relating to people, to feel like there's a meaningful interaction. I feel meaningful interactions even through text messages. And so, you know, in some ways, I think some people are having an easier time coping if that's a way that you can feel loved and you feel that you can also provide, you know, affection to other people.
At what point should we get concerned about this feeling of loneliness? What are the indicators that this might have actually become a more serious issue?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not. I would go away maybe from the idea of loneliness to the feeling of isolation, right? And when you start withdrawing from friends or family, from colleagues, and you think, well, I need to be alone because in some ways I'm undesirable to others, I'm going to be a burden to other people, and I don't feel great, but I can't go to other people for support. So that's usually a worrying sign that things are getting tough for you. And instead of withdrawing, at that point, you really do need to reach out.
So on that, if you're feeling lonely at the moment, what can be done to try and address that? You know, so this idea of reaching out can be difficult, I think, especially if you've been living and working in relative isolation for much of the year.
To each their own, I think you can start with, I endorse this idea of, like, you know, the widen your net as far as possible. When you first start out, you know, like a simple hi, and I know it's not very personal, but even a simple hi on messaging friends on Facebook or WhatsApp, you know, message as many people as you feel like it. And because that does increase the chances that somebody will respond, and you're going to just feel better when people respond. If you only message that one person, and when that one person doesn't respond, usually you're going to feel worse. So increase your chances of success by widening the net and just texting people that you think, well, it might be a fun chat. Text as many people as possible.
So moving, sort of maybe expanding the conversation a little bit, other than loneliness, what would you say are the other challenges that people are facing currently from a mental health perspective?
So, I mean, even at Relate Malaysia, we do have more people coming in with work stress, you know, they're having a difficult time managing. The people's workloads have actually increased, or they're worried about their job security. We know that there are many more people who are feeling anxious and worried, and there are also more people with reporting feeling depressed and sad.
And so from a community standpoint then, how can we address some of those things?
Boy, today's a tough question. From a community standpoint. Okay, so really what I think is there is some degree of we are in this together, and that's the strongest sense of community. And the recognition that even when, you know, as even when restrictions are lifted, people are still going through a hard time. So if you are going through a hard time, there's nothing wrong with you, you know. In fact, it's really normal that you would still be experiencing some difficulties. And one of the things is it's tiring right now because it has been going on for so long. And that's also really normal. So sort of just that the collective experience of this is difficult, people are having it difficult, you are not alone in this, but it doesn't mean we can't do something out of this. And I think, you know, going back to different people looking at maybe pockets of even common interests, right? So what brings people together are usually common goals, common interests, and shared experiences.
And as you said, Sukhning, this isn't something that's going to go away in the short term. Mm-hmm. Moving forward, how can we on an individual level better support the people around us who might be struggling or going through these things?
I like the idea that that it's not me reaching out to you, but we're going to reach out for each other, you know, because often when we think, okay, how am I going to support that person? Sometimes it's supporting someone else to the point of neglecting yourself, you know, but if we all have this sort of common patch of like, we're in this together, let's support one another. Things are difficult. Let's say what we feel, how we feel best supported, because everyone is different, right? Some people want problem solving. Some people just want you to listen. Some people want affirmation. So if you can also be really helpful when you tell people, you know what, this is what helps the most. And could you do this for me? Could you just listen as I tell you this story? You know, that again maximizes the chances that you are going to come away with a positive interaction that actually is helpful for you.
Sukhning, thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome. Pleasure as always.
That was clinical psychologist Chua Sukhning speaking to us about loneliness during the pandemic and how to manage some of those feelings. We are, of course, we do have a poll on Twitter about this as well. You can take that at BFM Radio. You can share your thoughts with us there as well. Or you can WhatsApp us. Tell us whether you've been feeling more lonely or less lonely during the last 1 year. What are some of the ways that you cope when you do feel this way? Call us 7733 2900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, on that poll, just having a quick look, we've been asking whether you have been feeling more lonely, and about nearly 68% of people do say yes, they are feeling more lonely. About 22% of them say no, and the rest say about the same. So we'd like to hear from you, and we do have some messages as well.
Yeah, so Kevin says, I was just listening to a podcast called Philosophize This. And it was about Eric Fromm on love, and it highlighted that you can't know what love really is without the notion of loneliness. And I was just actually looking this up. So Eric Fromm wrote a book in 1956 called The Art of Loving, and I think that it's far too complex to summarize very quickly, but I love this bit. So I'm just looking at a summary. Fromm says that modern humans are alienated from each other and from nature, and we seek refuge from our lonesomeness in romantic love and marriage. But real love is not a sentiment which can be easily indulged in by anyone. It is only through developing one's total personality to the capacity of loving one's neighbor with true humility, courage, faith, and discipline that one attains the capacity to experience real love. And I love that so much, because it speaks to this idea of community that we're talking about.
Yes, and even on a simple level, you know, that idea that for you to experience and understand the blessings or the positive of what you have and what you get from people, sometimes it is times like these that reminds you of those, right? Definitely over the last 1 year, I've learned to value just simple things that people do for you versus these huge expectations of what it means, you know, to be in a relationship or to have friends. And I think that does help.
We also have another message from an anonymous listener who says, married with two kids, and for the first time, I have felt extremely lonely. My wife, who usually goes into office, my kids usually at school, now all at home. The freedom to travel around is taken away, as I now have to care for my family's welfare, including household chores. Having my wife at home but not getting the help as she's busy with her work makes the loneliness feel more apparent. It was so bad, I actually went to see a family therapist to know how to deal with this. The fact that my wife is at home and with me way more than any time before, but with her focused on her work throughout the day, not her fault, does make me feel invisible, thus lonely, and naturally it adds some feelings of animosity.
We touched on this earlier, right? This idea of sometimes actually having people around you, but all the pressures and stresses off that and not having any other outlet can exacerbate that feeling.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, thank you so much for sharing that, because I find it very relatable. And I think that many people who have been staying at home at this time and find themselves with their family but confused by this feeling of loneliness will also understand where that's coming from.
So we do have a caller on the line. Hi, would you like to share with us?
Hi, Shamira Nguyen.
Hi, thanks for calling.
Hi, I would like to say, from my personal experience, I'm a bit, it's anecdotal of me, but then I feel a bit perplexed by the results, because anecdotally, my relationship with my family member, namely my mom, namely my mom and my brother, who I live with, has deteriorated, probably because we see each other quite often, too often probably. And yeah, I mean, I always had friends outside, hang out with friends outside, like, as so that I don't like really want to see them often. But then yeah, now yeah, like I would have to face them at home, like three of us are at home. So yeah, it's quite, it can be quite stressful.
I was wondering how you keep in touch with your friends. Does it help all of these digital means these days? Does that help with some of these feelings?
Yes, I do play a PC game called Valorant. They play, I play them with my friends almost every day. So yeah, at least that keeps me occupied. And thankfully, my job, my current job, allows me to go out quite often. I mean, I'm a Grab driver, so yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing.
No worries.
So let us know if you have your own experiences you want to share over the last 1 year. Has it been difficult for you in terms of how lonely you feel? Or conversely, have you actually found a support system and it has, hasn't actually been that bad? What are some of your coping mechanisms? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.